Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. If I sound a little exhausted, well, it's because I am. Even superhumans occasionally get tired and run down when they're running back and forth doing all sorts of things, helping the good folks who are getting ready for the No More Wars for Israel conference. And that's what I've been doing today, and I'm here to tell you folks the good news is that everything seems to be falling in place. The schedule has been set. And believe me, folks, when you want to try to set a schedule for a major conference like this that's coming up with all sorts of interesting speakers coming from all sorts of interesting places, discussing all sorts of interesting things that all come together on the theme, No More Wars for Israel, there is indeed a lot of work involved. I just got off the phone with Mark Glenn, who's on the ground, ready to get things rolling. And Mark tells me the good news that there are going to be a number of media outlets. Michael Rivero's WhatReallyHappened.com and Pacifica Radio, as well as possibly several others, going to be covering the conference, the No More Wars for Israel conference in Orange County, California, this coming weekend, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Of course, the opening event of the conference is on Friday evening, kind of a meet-and-greet cocktail party. But the main events with the speakers begin Saturday morning and continue through Sunday afternoon. If you haven't checked it out, all you got to do is go on the internet, look up No More Wars for Israel conference on Google, and you can find it all out, all the details you need to know. People are still welcome to come, even at the last minute, even during the last day, if you want to come and pay partial registration. So it's going to be a good conference, ladies and gentlemen. Little differences of opinion here and there, little differences in approach, but everybody coming together, united on one issue. This is a classic confrontation with the big establishment powers in this country that control both of the major political parties. Because what you have here, folks, is a classic alliance. People always, as I said last night on this program, people are always looking for an umbrella group. Well, here we've got one, folks. It is an umbrella group, at least in existence for several days, united in one cause, and that's getting the monkey known as the Israeli lobby off the back of our government and off the backs of the American people. So that's good news, folks. It's very, very good news, and I'm looking forward to it. This church where it's being held, the place where the conference is being held, has been very hospitable, and it looks as though everything is in place. So all things being equal, things should begin with no problem Friday, late Friday afternoon. Well, we are going to a break here momentarily. I have a few news items to go through. And then, well, if you want, you're welcome to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth, even though our enemies cannot.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days. Not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here, just having arrived at my little home and studio from a very long day at American Free Press and elsewhere, helping get ready for this No More Wars for Israel conference. Folks, I am pleased to tell you that we have a hardline Christian Zionist who is very devoted to bashing the Muslims and the Islamic Quran, joining us here tonight. A few nights ago last week, if you may recall, you regular listeners, we had Frank from Canada call in and tell us about a friend of his who basically says, among other things, that I am a traitor. That's me, Michael Collins Piper. I'm a traitor because, in his view, I support the evil Muslims. And I invited Frank to have his friend call in, and this gentleman has called in here tonight. And you know what? I tell you, folks, I have been so busy that I haven't bothered preparing for the program, but I'm certainly pleased to bring the man up because I know in my heart, in my guts, and in my soul that this gentleman who's going to come on with us tonight is completely wrong. I know people who can argue him theologically. I know people who can argue with him morally. I know people who can argue with him on the facts. But that having been said, I'm going to bring this gentleman up, whom I've never spoken to or met before, and ask him to introduce himself. I guess his name is Ted Hornet. Is that right, Ted?
Yep, that's right.
Ted, and you are calling from Canada?
No.
Oh, you're in the United States, Ted.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, all right. I was just assuming you were from Canada, since that's where Frank was calling from, but that makes it even better, because that's why I wanted to know whether or not you were an American citizen, and I assume you are.
Oh, yes, I surely am. I was born in America, always have been an American citizen.
Well, Ted, I guess, you know, you and I haven't met, but I guess you have a pretty good, you've listened to this program at least enough to know where I'm coming from.
Oh, actually, I've only heard it once.
Okay.
And that was an MP3 that I heard online of the program, and where basically you called me out.
Well, that's true, and I'm glad you came aboard, Ted.
And, you know, maybe some of the things that Frank said are not entirely true, so I wouldn't take them at face value.
Well, I think basically right now we'll just have to, for the sake of the program right now, we'll just have to agree to disagree. I don't know if you know what the format of this show is.
I have no idea. I don't know if this
I'll
is
just,
like
I'll just tell
Christian
you very quickly.
Or Jewish or whatever. Or
I'm
leftist,
sorry, what?
Or rightist, I have no idea.
Okay, so. Right now, let me just give you a brief idea here so you know what we're up against. We only have an hour here tonight.
You guys certainly seem to be, from what I heard on the one show, it seemed to be like kind of a Jewish conspiracy. At least that's what some of the callers were.
I just wanted to kind of prep you for what we have coming up here. In about 7 minutes, we have a commercial break, and then after that commercial break, we have a couple minutes, and then after that one,
so then
a couple
after
minutes.
That, well,
then,
I'll be on the air then?
But at the last half hour, we have basically 25 minutes, so if you hear that music coming up, that means that we have the break coming up. But Ted, I tell you what, I'd like you to use the next couple minutes and just explain your stand vis-a-vis Israel.
Well, Israel, well, it's obviously a very troubled land, you know, and I think they're a good ally of the United States. Basically, but they will become less of an ally as the Cold War winds down.
Well, so you're telling us you think that the Cold War is still underway.
Well, you know, there's still a socialist movement going on. And you know, for instance, Baathism in the Middle East, if Israel is gone, bam. You know, Israel is the only defense of major, you know, things of commerce, like the Suez Canal. They have the ability to project force to the Suez Canal in case anything goes wacko with Egypt. And they also have the ability to, project force towards the Bosphorus Straits.
Well, all right, I'll tell you what. Now, since you've started off by suggesting that Israel is an ally, I'm going to raise two specific points that I'd like you to explain. I'll just raise them one after the other, and then you can take your time and respond to them. If Israel is an ally, why back in the 1950s did this so-called ally send its agents into Egypt to cause terrorist attacks on American installations, which they wanted to blame on the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? The purpose of that, according to all documented evidence on this, which is available on the Internet, which has been written about by Israeli historians, they
you mean
wanted
the Lavoie
to...
thing or
what's
what,
this?
What, the...
yeah, what did you say?
The what was that? The Lavoie
the Lavon affair. That
Lavon
doesn't sound
affair.
Like something an ally would do.
Well, yeah, they kind of made a big mistake there, I think.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. This was when the state of Israel was just a little,
It was a long time ago, too.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. This is when the state of Israel was just a little tiny state that had just been founded with the goodwill of the world.
Back then, we really weren't allies with them that much. I mean, we did support
But see, here's the thing.
But haven't they grown into being more important to U.S. interests?
All right, but let's pursue this matter of the Levant affair, because, you see, here's the problem. A little state like that, just newly established, would dare to cause trouble for the United States, one of the most powerful, certainly at that point, at least one of the two most powerful nations on the face of the planet, a nation that you would think, if they were acting intelligently, and we're always told how intelligent the Israelis are, why would they try to create a terrorist incident against the United States to blame on the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, the explanation is that they were trying to undermine the government of Egypt. But you see, the thing is, when a nation pulls stunts like that, you have to question the motivations and mindset of those people. Now, all right, I will grant you the point that Israel and the United States were not officially allies then. But I'm here to tell you that in 1967, when the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty, and killed all those Americans and wounded all those other fellas, and some of them have been on this show, and they have been supported by some of the top brass in this country, admirals and generals. I can think there's at least, I believe...
Admirals in generals like who?
Well, Admiral Thomas Moore, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, comes to mind immediately.
Did he advocate that attack?
No, he didn't advocate the attack. He came to the defense of the men of the Liberty, and Admiral Moore agreed with the men of the Liberty that the Israelis deliberately attacked the USS Liberty. Now, if Israel...
Oh, I think they did, too.
Why would they attack the USS Liberty? We know that it was not an accident. The Israelis say it was an accident, but
they're probably trying to blame it on the Russians.
They wanted to blame it on the Egyptians, but why would they do something like that if they were our ally?
Why would they do, if they were our ally, why would they do it?
Right.
Well, they made an obvious misjudgment, I think.
They what?
They made an obvious mistake and misjudgment when they did that.
But see, you know, there's an old
saying. You know what? They're lucky that we didn't bomb the shit out of them for it.
The old saying, Ted, is fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now, if I had been president of the United States when the USS Liberty was attacked by the Israelis and I knew they had done it, I would have said, well, let's see. They did this once before in the Levant affair, and now they did
it.
They
now you
got to
understand another thing. Israel says it was a mistake.
Yes, Israel says it was a mistake, but I tell you what, as an American citizen...
And now we can debate about that all you want, but whether they did it on purpose or not and knew it was an American ship or not, and another thing you got to understand is it was a spy ship.
Well, are you saying that the Americans...
And they could have thought that we were spying. I mean, we've been known to... other nations against each other, okay?
Yeah, but Ted, there's only one problem with that. We could speculate on something like that, but you know,
and
the,
you
the
could
problem
speculate
is,
on their motivation, and,
Ted,
and I don't know why you want to. You're talking about stuff a long time ago.
Well, Ted,
see,
Ted,
it
was
that does not
Ted,
have...
Ted, now you said something there. You said that's something that happened a long time ago. Well, I tell you what, the Holocaust that we hear about happened a long time ago, but the Israelis are always talking about the Holocaust and saying the world has to make it up to them, and that's why they should be able to come in there and take that land from the Palestinians.
I don't know what Israeli is saying that, but...
I think you can find that on an...
I'm sure there's
many,
some.
Many Israeli
well,
websites, and you can find well, that those statements being made by American Jewish organizations that support Israel. Well, Ted, I tell you what... Ted, listen to me. We have the break coming up here. We have a break coming up. When we come back, we got to get into this question of the attack on the Liberty further, because it cuts right to the core as to whether or not Israel really was an ally. And if I had been president of the United States, rather than sending a nuclear bomb on Cairo, I might have ordered a U.S. invasion of Tel Aviv, and then we could have seen what good fighters the Israelis are. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This might be an interesting hour.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women. Super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We have with us tonight Ted Hornet, who is a very strong supporter of Israel, and he accepted my request to come on board here tonight and explain why he thinks Israel is such a good ally. But thus far, I'm not too satisfied with what you had to say, Ted. And I really would, we have a couple minutes now before our break, before the turn of the half hour, and I want to pursue this matter of the USS Liberty. Now, you said that maybe the Israelis deliberately attacked the Liberty because they thought the Liberty was spying on them. Well, you see, the problem with that is that Ted, that evidence has come out through a BBC production called USS Liberty Dead in the Water, through research done by Mark Glenn, who's been a correspondent for American Free Press and who's appeared on this program many times, and just from all sorts of sources, including a recent there's all sorts of material out there on the Liberty. The fact is that there were traitors in the United States government who conspired with the Israelis to position that U.S. ship, the USS Liberty, right there for the purpose of the Israelis sinking the ship, destroying it completely, sending it to the bottom, killing all the men on board, and blaming it on the Egyptians. Now, see, that's a traitorous act by people in the U.S. government, but it's also an act that is traitorous towards the United States and its people by the Israelis, killing American sailors. And, you know, the guys on the Liberty to this day, all of the ones who continue to speak out, they say that that American flag was flying and flying brightly in the breeze. Then when the Israelis shot that flag down, they raised another one. The Israelis also committed a war crime by firing on lifeboats that the men from the Liberty had put out into the water. The Israelis also tried to cut off all of the communications of the ship. And if it wouldn't have been for some of the guys who valiantly went out there in the midst of all that gunfire and the torpedoing and all the terrible things that were happening, they managed to get the communications mechanisms back up and get out the word that they were under attack. That is not the act of an ally. That is not the act of a friend.
They claim they were that much an ally. What was that, 50 years ago or whatever?
No, this was in 1967. That wasn't
okay, 40 years ago.
but you're saying
that has no relevance of whether they are an ally now.
Well,
would you
tell
agree
you what,
with that, or
it's a hell of a way to begin a friendship.
Well, hell yeah, it is. Just
you're saying that since then the Israelis that the U.S. relation. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're just gonna say that it was, just for the sake of argument, Ted. We're just gonna say that it was a tragic mistake. We're going to ignore all the venal.
And by mistake, I mean they probably did it on purpose.
Okay,
and that was their mistake.
And you're willing to forgive them at least those two consecutive acts of terrorism against the United States.
I don't know about forgive.
I mean, on that basis. See, here's the thing. On that basis, we could say, well, okay, if
the thing is, though, maybe we need them more than we need the others.
Well, the thing is, we never really needed them, obviously. You say that they really weren't much of an ally in 1967, and yet
we could influence them. Okay.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Ted. What you're forgetting is that back in 1963 and early 1964, within just weeks, hardly months, after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the new president, Lyndon Johnson, began providing a massive arms buildup to the Israelis and reversing what were basically longstanding policies of neutrality. Towards Israel in the Middle East.
Why do you think he did that?
Why do I think he did that? Well, I think all the evidence indicates it had something to do with something called the Jewish vote, number one. It had something to do with the fact that there was a very strong and growing Israeli lobby in Washington. It had something to do with the fact that Lyndon Johnson himself had a long and unusually close relationship.
Don't you think it's in our interest, though, to have a strong ally right there?
Well, here's the problem, Ted.
Hello?
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 I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem with that, Ted, is that Israel is a relatively tiny little country.
But they have a powerful military.
They didn't have that powerful military until we built it up and gave it to them, though, Ted. And see that.
Well, why did we do that?
Why did we do that? I just said because of the fact that Lyndon Johnson, to put it very bluntly, was more interested in Jewish votes and Jewish money and had a long, close relationship with the Israeli lobby in Washington.
He was bribed to do that?
What's that?
Are you trying to imply that he was bribed to do that?
If you look at the history of Lyndon Johnson, you'll see that bribery was his middle name. Everybody thinks it was Baines, but it was Lyndon B. for bribery Johnson. All right, I'll tell you what, Ted, we are going to the break at this time. And when we come back, we will talk more about this question of how really good Israel is for the United States, because I don't think that it is. And, you know, if you believe the Arabs attacked us on 9/11, that's the biggest argument against an alliance with Israel, precisely because you shouldn't swing a stick at a snake.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Ted Hornet aboard here with us this evening, and he is a very strong supporter of Israel, and proudly so. And, you know, thank God we live in America where we still do have the First Amendment, despite the efforts of the Israeli lobby to get rid of it. And Ted insists that Israel, although Israel has committed some crimes against the United States back in the 1950s, and then in 1967 in the attack on the USS Liberty, that after that Israel became a good ally, and that Israel was a good strong ally because the United States built it up, and that was a good thing. My point is that the reason why the United States built up Israel in the 1960s is because Israel and its adherents came to an unusually strong sense of influence in Washington in 1963, upon the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That's another story altogether. But, Ted, there's one problem with your thesis. Granted, well, then. Listen, no, Ted, let me finish now. All right, we're going to say that after 1967, Israel became a good, strong ally of the United States again in the war against communism in the Cold War, that it was a good base for the United States. Then explain to me why Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard, an American traitor, an American Jew who was a traitor, created one of the greatest security breaches, perhaps the greatest security breach in the history of our nation. This, according to people ranging from Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger to various CIA directors, these guys said that this American Jew, an Israeli loyalist, betrayed his nation at the behest of the government of Israel. On top of that, not only did the information that Jonathan Pollard steal from his own nation on behalf
Who's
of Israel...
Jonathan Pollard?
What's that?
Never heard of him.
You never heard of Jonathan Pollard?
No. So
well,
could you get
Ted,
some
listen,
background for the audience on that?
What's that?
Could you give some background for the audience on that?
Well,
on
I think much of the audience is familiar with Jonathan Pollard.
Okay,
Jonathan,
well, how about background for me?
Jonathan was the son of an American Jewish professor at Notre Dame University. He was raised in Texas in part, and he later went to the U.S. Navy. And I actually met Jonathan Pollard very briefly one time in passing when he was.
And so. So what's your beef about him?
Well, my beef
what do you
is,
do?
My beef with Jonathan Pollard is that he stole more U.S. defense and intelligence secrets than any spy in the history of the United States. And not only did he give those to Israel, but he also gave them, according to multiple sources, he gave them to the Soviet Union and presumably even to the Red Chinese. But the bottom line of it is, although Jonathan
well, he's
Pollard,
a traitor, then.
He's a traitor working on behalf of our good friend, the Israelis. So if Israel is our good friend...
Or maybe working beyond behalf of the money they gave him to do it.
Yeah, but see, why would the Israelis deploy a spy against their best friend?
Well, they do that.
Yeah, but see, but they're not supposed to do that.
You don't think they have spies against all our allies?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Don't you think we have spies in all our allies?
I wouldn't pretend to know, but what I do know is the very existence of this Israeli spy named Jonathan Pollard, who you never heard of, the very existence of this highly placed spy who did more damage to our national security than any other spy in history.
I doubt about that.
Well, I'm
what about,
sorry.
What
listen,
about FDR's?
No, Ted, listen. Listen to me, Ted. That's not my opinion. I'm not an intelligence expert. I'm citing the opinion of many, many American intelligence officials and military officials who, when it was proposed to President Bill Clinton that Jonathan Pollard be pardoned, there were the CIA director, George Tenet, said he would resign if Bill Clinton gave a pardon to Jonathan Pollard.
Well,
not even President Reagan or President George H.W. Bush, and thus far not even President George W. Bush, who's been described as Israel's best friend out of all the presidents, he hasn't even pardoned Jonathan Pollard
yet.
Well,
they shouldn't. Why should they pardon somebody that did that?
Well, this is the point. I'm glad you asked that question, Ted, because even today the government of Israel has pressed the United States to pardon Jonathan Pollard.
Well, they should be telling the fuck off.
Well, when I watch your language here, we have children that listen to this show, Ted. So please control your language. I'm very tempted to use nasty language surrounding Israel all the time, but I have to control my tongue, and I'm the host of the show. But see, the thing is, that's exactly what our loyal U.S. government, military, and intelligence officials have, in fact, said to the Israelis, but our so-called good friend, the Israelis, say that Jonathan Pollard, it was okay for him to have spied on the United States.
Well, that's because they're just looking out for their best interests, and we look out for ours.
And that
right?
is precisely it, because, and I'm glad you
that's
said
what
that,
all nations
Ted.
Do.
You have just proved my point. You've just proved my point. A country that's spying on us, a country that kills our sailors, a country that commits terrorist acts against the United States is no friend of the United States. And that's why there has to be a change in
well,
U.S. foreign
policy. Well, there's a difference
policy.
Between being an ally and a friend.
What's this now?
There's a difference between being an ally and a friend.
Well, how does... Okay, well, I mean, you know, how does Israel... How does this special relationship with Israel, which costs the American taxpayers, it has cost the American taxpayers probably trillions of dollars over the years in one form or another. How does that special relationship benefit the United States?
Because they have the ability to project force where we want them to.
But But the thing is, haven't they also...
And you know what? If we get some good bases in Iraq and take down Syria, well, then we won't need them.
Well,
anymore. Why
is it important? Say we get these good bases that you're talking about. Why is it important for the United States to attack Syria? What has Syria ever done to the United States?
Well, they're socialists. They got to be getting rid of.
Oh, they're socialists. Well, Israel has a socialist economy.
No. Israel,
yes, they do.
I disagree with
yes,
that.
Yes, they do. I'm sorry. You can disagree with me all you want, but Israel was founded on a socialist economy, and Israel has acted on a socialist economy for years. In fact, one of the major banks of Israel, a bank in Israel, this is Histadrut, is the bank of the Israeli Labor Federation, which is a very socialistic organization. Israel was the only place in the Middle East where there was a legal communist party. Now, see, you're saying, okay, what about the government of Saudi Arabia? Do you consider them socialist?
Now, wait a minute. Now, you're saying it's the only place there is a legal communist party.
That's correct.
Because they permit people to have a party. A place like Syria, you're not allowed to have another party.
Well, you know what? You're contradicting the official pro-Israel line, because the main argument against the United States... You see, one of the main arguments that the Israelis and their adherents here in the United States advanced over the years for the United States to oppose Syria was because the Syrians were at one point friendly to the Soviets, likewise with the government of Egypt.
They still are.
Well, there is no more Soviet Union. That's a bit of a problem.
Well, there still is. So they're allied with Russia now. Where do they get their weapons? From the Soviet bloc, you know.
But you see, you're basing your argument on this idea that Israel is some sort of...
Are you trying to argue that Syria is some kind of ally or whatever?
I'm not saying that Syria is necessarily an ally, but I don't see that there
are
is...
Are they more of an... Who's more of an ally, Israel or Syria?
Well, you know, I don't think that Israel is an ally when they have engaged in activities against the United States which are hostile to the United States. Now, I personally,
well,
I'm not going to get into this.
How many decades ago?
Well, I think that on September 11th, 2001, the Israelis orchestrated the attack on the United States. So how many years ago was that? 6 years ago?
Okay. Now I understand where you're coming from.
You understand where I'm coming from. I was coming from... but Ted...
You're a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Ted.
Are you going to tell me about Larry Silverstein now?
Ted, I was coming from this point of view back in as early as 1974, 1975, and 1976, and that was long, long before anything happened on September 11th, 2001. So the point is this, that even if...
Put it this way, do you have any proof that the Israelis did it?
Do you have any proof that the Muslims did it?
No.
Well, then I probably have more proof that the Israelis were behind 9/11 than you have that the Muslims were behind 9/11, and I invite you to read my book on the topic when it comes out. But as I go ahead, Ted.
The people that did it got vaporized.
Oh, they did. Well, do you know exactly who those people were?
Exactly? Well,
do you know exactly who they were?
The criminal investigation surely think they know who they were.
Well, okay, but are you telling me that you believe everything that comes out of the U.S. government? I guess you do.
Not everything.
Okay, well then how do you know that what came out of the U.S. government regarding September 11th is exactly correct?
Oh, I'm sure they don't know.
Well, they say they know. They say they
well,
have
they
the mastermind
a
in custody.
They got their theories, so what?
What's that,
what
Ted?
What makes you think their theory is any better than theirs?
Well, yes, I think mine is.
Well,
I do think mine is, but you see, Ted, here's the thing. I don't want to talk about September 11th.
You don't think Al-Qaeda had anything to do with 9/11?
I think that
I'd say that there's a lot of evidence that points to him.
Well, okay, you know, I really don't want to talk about 911 here, but I tell you what, you brought it up. I guess we're going to. Tell us what evidence there is that Al-Qaeda was responsible for 911.
What evidence is there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that they've interviewed captives and got the evidence.
Wait, say that again?
They say that they fucking got people that... Oops. Sorry about that. They say that they have people who admit it. KSM. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, okay.
I wish you wouldn't mention Khalid. They say that he planned the attack.
That's what they say. Well, I tell you what, moderates on the issue will say, okay, this guy has been in custody for a long, long time, that he's been tortured, that you don't know what to believe.
Wait a minute here. You say he's been tortured. Do you have any proof that he's been tortured?
I have proof that people have said that he has claimed to have been tortured, that people say he's been tortured. Now, I wasn't there in the torture chamber.
Who said he was tortured?
But then again, you have to consider the fact
you're saying
that you weren't in the torture chamber when he was being questioned.
You're making this accusation against my country, and I want you to back it up with some facts here. How do you know that he has been tortured?
I don't know that he has been. Of course I don't know.
Well,
but then
why
again,
are you coming out and plain out saying it?
Because people have said it, but I am here to tell you that I don't believe.
That means
well,
you
if
must
you would let,
it?
I'll tell you what.
Do you
Ted,
believe everything everybody says,
Ted?
Now, do you? No, listen to me. This is the same thing you were just kind of hitting me on for. You're saying our government tortured him just because you heard it somewhere.
Well, first
now,
of
where
all,
did you hear
Ted,
it, and
if
why
you
did
will
you
be
believe
silent
that?
For 1 second, I will tell you that what I said was. There are those who say that. I do not say that. What I believe is that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his nephew Ramzi Youssef, although they're Arabs and although there is some doubt even about that, it's my contention that they were Mossad operatives inside Islamic elements and that they carried off the 911 attack, to the extent that there was any quote-unquote Islamic involvement, they carried it off on behalf of their Mossad superiors, just as the first World Trade Center attack, which involved Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's nephew Ramzi Youssef, also involved Israeli Mossad operatives, and the whole purpose of it was to do to the United States in 2001 precisely what the Israelis and the traitors in the United States government were trying to do in 1967 when they attacked the USS Liberty, and that is inflame the United States against the Arab world. So what you were going on at length about, supposing that that was my position,
who's
was
going
not
on
my
at
position
length?
At all. What was that?
Who's going on at length?
I'm going on at length because you were putting words in my mouth. I was telling you what
you
other
said
people
it. Said. Listen back to the tape or whatever.
But
you
still have...
You accused the United States of torturing KSM.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I did not, and you can listen to the recording of this. I said that there were several explanations. One of them that people had put forth was that anything he said could only be attributed to
tortured,
by the fact that he was tortured, number one.
I went on to say, how is there an explanation if he wasn't tortured?
Listen, you know, Ted, you have to remember that it's not just you and I sitting here talking. There are, I don't know how many people out there listening, but you have to remember that we can't both talk at the same time. Ted.
Okay.
Listen, we both can't talk at the same time. There's only one reason why we would both want to talk at the same time, and that's so no one would hear what we have to say. I want people to hear what you have to say, and I want people to hear what I have to say.
Well,
and,
you know,
and go
I
ahead.
Just don't like it when you make these accusations against my country.
Well,
I don't know,
first of all, Ted,
I don't know why you're doing
that. Ted, as anyone who listened to my explanation just a few minutes ago is fully aware, I said, number one, at the very beginning of this senseless discussion, which is not relevant to the topic that we started off
you're
on.
You're accusing our country of torturing
Ted,
people.
Ted.
Now, wasn't President Bush just on TV every time they come up with this crap saying, no, we do not torture?
Ted.
Now, wait a minute.
Ted.
You're spewing anti-United States propaganda.
Ted, I'll tell you what. We're going to a break. And,
all right, man.
Well, I have to go to a break because I tell you what, that's the way it's set up here. I have no control over it. I'm just a lowly talk show host. These powerful folks at the network put this music on, and that's a signal that we have to shut up whether we like it or not.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington. We're wrapping up this hour, and Ted Hornet did call in here tonight. I'm glad he did. He is still with us so far as I know. We only have a couple minutes left, and I'm just going to turn the the program over to Ted, because I just want to say, Ted, that you're free to say whatever you want to say during the closing minutes here. And as far as I'm concerned, everything you say will be an argument for the very reason that we are having the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California this weekend. Your arguments in favor of Israel are the arguments that, heard by objective people, should convince those objective people that there is a problem with the U.S. special relationship with Israel. So, Ted, go ahead. Say what you want to say. You're
on
international airwaves.
You want me to make a monologue or something? No, I'm not interested in doing that. I'll discuss anything with you, though.
Well, I mean, what is the bottom line, in your opinion, as to why it is vital?
I want to challenge a couple of your points. You're saying that Israel is not an ally because of things they did decades ago. Isn't that kind of like saying that Great Britain is not an ally because they sacked Washington, burned it up?
That's my opinion, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
But we're not talking about Great Britain.
So what allies do we have?
The Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, if you want to know.
so you guys, you're like an isolationist.
I'm for America first, last, and always, and I don't see why we should abandon George Washington's sage advice that the United States avoid entangling in permanent alliances with other countries whose interests don't always precisely go along with ours. And we can see the consequence of the United States' support for Israel. We're in Iraq because of Israel, and we're about to go into Iran because of Israel. And I'll tell you what, you might be praying
you
for...
You think we're in Iraq because of Israel?
Are you praying for Armageddon, Ted?
Praying for Armageddon?
Yes. Are you praying for Armageddon?
What's Armageddon?
You never heard of Armageddon, the end of the world.
It's a valley like in Israel or some shit.
Well, you've never heard of Armageddon as it's talked about in the Bible.
Oh, in the Bible?
Well, there's a lot of people.
I'm not a really religious person or anything. And I view, like the stuff in the Bible about Armageddon, that stuff happened how many centuries ago?
Well, I'm not here to debate the Bible. I was of the impression.
I mean, why are you talking about stuff that happened 2,000 years ago?
Well, I was trying to talk about things that are happening like today, the U.S. involvement in Iraq.
Well, what Armageddon have to do with today?
I said about the U.S. involvement in Iraq and our impending involvement in Iran. These are wars for Israel, and that's why patriotic Americans who love America say, no more wars for Israel. Ted Hornet, thank you for coming aboard. You make me feel like I'm doing something right.
All right. Glad to be here. And
all right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here tonight. Unscripted live radio. What can I tell you, folks? Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. See you here tomorrow night. With